Hi, and welcome back to Rosy Thoughts. Today is April 2nd, 2020. We are on, I don't know, day six or seven here in the Rio Grande Valley of quarantine. They've just extended the stay at home work from home until May the 4th. So here's hoping for good news within the next few weeks, hoping that people stop being fucking stupid and for them to start taking care of each other and start thinking of more than just themselves, for them to think, you know, hey, we should all just stay home and not go outside and risk everybody else's health with, you know, whatever it may be, because, you know, You never know. I don't want to get too much into the damn coronavirus right now, because honestly, it stresses me out and it makes me anxious and it causes a lot of turmoil internally. So I don't have a lot of pattery, so this is actually going to be a very short episode. But what I did want to get out there in the episode is that I recently asked my boyfriend to express himself a little bit more with me. He's not very expressive. He's not like me the way I am. A very emotional, expressive person. I'm very verbal. You know, for example, I'm doing my podcast. I don't think would do a podcast like this. So I did ask him if he could write, you know, his honest opinion about how this, my anxiety and my bipolar disorder, you know, how it affects him. We've been dating for about a year now. Actually, yes, it's been a year. And, you know, it's been very hard on my end. Because of my past relationship, I've had to work through some things on my own. I've had to, you know, come to terms and realization that he's not the same person that I dated before. You know, he's a completely different person. He's a new person with new, different thoughts, different feelings, different, you know, ways of being, different mannerisms, and, you know, et cetera. You know, everybody is different. So I kept treating a lot of the situations as if as if he were my ex, and that really and truly wasn't fair to him. And I did apologize to that, you know, as hard as it was for me to open up to him, because it's just, you know, I don't think it's just me, but I don't know if anybody else out there has this problem where you have someone that you can open up to, or you have a good handful of people that you can personally open up to about your mental health and everything. But then when it comes to your significant other, you can't open yourself up to them like that. I don't know why it is, but I've seen it in several people, you know, people that I know personally, relatives, friends, that they close themselves off from their significant other and they don't tell them things like that. They don't tell them personal thoughts and emotions like that because they have, you know, their reasons. But personally, my reason, I was just afraid he'd see me the way I see me. I see myself as a fucking monster. My thoughts are monstrous. There's just, you know, a lot that goes into it as to why I don't like expressing myself to him. I feel like he'll think, you know, oh, that's stupid, or you know, that's dumb, or bring me down, or put me, you know, it just, to me, I just couldn't open up to him, because then he'd just see all of that, and then he'd have judgments on it, you know. Recently, though, I started opening up. So, you know, we've been dating about a year. It wasn't until a few months ago that I started being more open about my thoughts and my emotions, and, you know, I have a lot of raging thoughts, and I started just being open about them, and he was great the way he, you know, he didn't judge me, he took my words, heard me out, like he listened to me, and like he just was trying, I guess, to understand, even though, you know, knowing someone with this type of anxiety or my mental health issues, he's never known anyone like that, so this was new to him. And I had to be patient with him as well. Like, I asked him to be patient with me, and I had to be patient with him as well. So I'm not gonna lie, it does hurt me when I read everything he wrote. There's several things that hurt me, but after reading it over and over and over again, I realized, you know, like, he didn't write it to hurt me. He is speaking from his own mind. But one of the things that he did mention was that he can't be as blunt as he normally is. He's a very blunt person, and he can't be like that with me. How he has to think before he says anything so that it doesn't sound harsh. Even when we have moments where I take stuff very, very personally, and sometimes he doesn't mean it like that, or most times he doesn't mean it like that, but that's just me. I take it personally, and I've tried my best to, you know, work through that, work through not taking stuff that's told to me personally. I can't see it like that. I shouldn't be seeing it like that. Another thing that this doesn't only hurt me, this actually hurt him as well, because whenever I get upset, I close myself off and I stop talking to him. And even if he tries to talk to me, I will ignore him or be short with him, and I won't tell him much. And, you know, it's very hard, you know, it's very hard to deal with someone like that. And I don't know how the hell he's done it, but he's been so patient, and I can only thank him for giving me that, giving me his patience and his love and his loyalty. And, you know, he's been very open-minded about our situation. There has been a lot of moments where I want to break up with him. There's been several moments where I tell him I just want to break, but like, most of the time, it's more like, I want to break from my head. I want to break from these thoughts. I want to break from all these fucking raging moments and mood swings. My God, these damn mood swings. Like, one moment I'm okay, and the next I'm just ready to fucking choke someone out. Just, it's horrible. It's horrible. And I fight it every day. I'm battling myself, my own thoughts, my own emotions, and I'm getting through. I'm still here today. I have a boyfriend who's still by my side, you know, thankfully. He hasn't given up on me, and I've learned that I have to be very open about what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking, because if I'm not open with him and he doesn't know what's going on in my head, then I'm definitely not gonna get anything from him, because he doesn't know what's going on. And God, I know how difficult I can be. I know how difficult, you know, my anxiety is. It's just so hard. And I don't know how he does it. When I read everything, I put myself in his shoes, and I thought, like, would I be able to deal with someone like me? And honestly, I don't know if I'd be able to deal with someone like me. I don't. But I'm working every day to, you know, be better and be calm and just be centered. You know, I'm trying to center myself and give myself that self-care, make myself feel good about myself no matter what it is, whether it's doing my hair right one day or doing my makeup well, or if I want to go outside and spend more time with my dog. Like, you know, I look for the smallest accomplishments of self-care, because honestly, it's what gets me through the days. And I feel like as long as I'm getting myself through it, then that just means it's going to be easier for him to help me along the way as well. And it's not fair to them. It's not fair to our significant others to deal with what they're dealing with. But, you know, when they're there for you, they're there for you. And all we can do is appreciate and, you know, understand that if they're there, that means they still love us and we shouldn't question that. And that's something I do a lot. I will question him like, oh, like, no, you don't really love me or whatever, you know, like getting in my moods as dumb as they are. But he's still there and he's still trying and doing his best to reassure me. That's one thing I asked for him to always do, is just to reassure me, because I'm going to need it. I'm going to need it a lot. And I asked him, you know, he's willing to give me that. You know, I'm willing to just keep fighting, keep going forward with this. It's hard, but it's not impossible. It's good to focus on the positive things, on the things you like to enjoy together, because that stuff also gets the relationship forward. It moves it forward. It makes you all move on as a couple and see the betterness, you know, seeing that light at the end of the tunnel. As bad as your days may get, like, don't focus on the bad, focus on the good times that you've had. That'll hopefully lift your spirits. You know, it does it to me. I try going back through my pictures and looking at the good times and try and remind myself and refocus my energies on the goodness, the positiveness of my life, the positiveness of my relationship, sorry, because there's some relationships, you know, in my life, like with my biological father or my, you know, biological father's side of the family, you know, those relationships aren't good. So it's good to focus on the good relationships, the ones that take you forward and help you. And the relationship with your significant other is one of those. Even if you feel like you're at a breaking point, put yourself in a corner and recenter yourself. Think about all the stuff that they're there for. Think of all the good stuff that, you know, that they're going to be there for. And as a wise person once said, try not to focus on the little things. And honestly, I'm doing my best now. As of that day, it was a few days ago, but I'm doing my best now to just not focus on the little things and focus on the bigger things. But when I do start focusing on the little things, instead of just getting mad about him, I just try and let him know, like, hey, you know, I'm feeling this, or, you know, I'm not feeling this connection right now. And, you know, he works on it and he tries to make me feel better. He tries to make me feel the connection, because sometimes with my, you know, anxiety and you know, my mental health, sometimes I don't feel physical connection. I don't feel love. I feel like I don't feel sadness. I feel apathetic. I don't have any type of emotion. And that is the scariest one of all. When you have that apathetic feeling in you, you don't feel anything at all. That's the one that's scary. So I try to reground myself with anything possible. I like that one Facebook commercial with the kazoos. That Facebook commercial with the kazoos, that's actually a really good commercial, and it helps me ground myself. And my boyfriend hates that fucking commercial, but it grounds me. It makes me come back into my real world instead of the fucking outer space floating body fuel. You know, it grounds me, and it makes me, you know, come back to earth, come back to reality, and realize, like, you know, I'm here. We're good. I'm still trying. So if you're out there and you feel like you're having problems with your significant other, and you feel like you're not going to make it, just get together in a room, write to each other. Sometimes the best thing is to write to each other, because that's when we can put everything, our feelings, on paper, and then realize what's important and what's not. And then you start scratching out what's not important, and then everything that's left, just rewrite it. rewrite it and give them that, because those are your true feelings. Sometimes you just want to vent, and that's okay as well. You just need to vent, do it, but do it on paper, because you know you can burn it afterwards, and those pent up bad emotions will just turn into ash with the words that you left on the paper, and they'll flow away. They'll go into the wind or into the water, wherever you throw those ashes. But just do that. It's honestly a really nice, relieving way, getting rid of those bad emotions, those bad vibes and entities. You know, it's just a way, my suggestion. It's one of the things I do that really well, like, works out very well for me. But yeah, so don't give up on your relationships. If you really love each other and it's just, you know, the mental health that's, you know, tearing you all apart, reground yourself, recenter yourself. You can do this. You can do this, because you know that it would hurt just that much more as well to lose that significant other, to lose your someone. So I hope you all enjoyed my episode tonight. Sorry it's a little slower, and I know I said it wasn't going to be very long, and it's not too long, but I just don't want anyone that's in a relationship and going through mental health problems to lose out on a good relationship just because of your mental health issues. Don't succumb to your mental health issues. Keep fighting it any way possible. Just fight it. Talk to each other. Lay your cards down on the table and just take a chance. Once again, this is Rosie and Rosie Thoughts. Thank you for listening and tuning in tonight. Or day, if that's what it is. Have a good night, y'all.